it was like a, I think a year and a half ish. And I know Mick had mentioned that we went on to do like Discipline Resistance, and that didn't last as long. I think I got a little bit disillusioned with what I perceived to be the relatively narrow confines of what it had become. When the Pathetics first started, one of the other places we played was like the Freezer Theater, which is a really cool place on Cass. And it was awesome because at first, when you went there, it's like nobody cared what you looked like. It doesn't, you know, if you're a hippie or you're preppy or a jock or a punk, it didn't matter. You were there to check out the show, and that was cool. And that made you cool. Again, my perception was that over time, in a relatively short period of time, that changed. You had to now come with the hardcore uniform. You had to play the predefined hardcore music. And I kind of bristled at that kind of thing. I mean, the bands like that I really like from that era, like L7, brought something else. You know, they brought a little bit of, you know, dissonance and experimental slant to it. And while there were some great bands, some great hardcore bands, and you know, Negative Approach and Violent Apathy and Bored Youth and whatnot, I, as a player, I kind of got it. It's like, okay. And by that time, you know, I was almost too old for the hardcore scene in Detroit. You couldn't be like 18, 19 years old, at least so I thought. A lot of them were really, there was a really strong youth presence, which is great, which is fantastic. And I think in some ways that's kind of like, well, you know what, maybe I should get out of the way. Maybe I should just get out of the way. So I did.